This is Tweetminster at Labour Party Conference, speaking to Viv Bird, who's the Chief Executive of the Book Trust. Viv, you've got the most popular stand, it looks like, at the conference centre. Tell us more about Book Trust and your relationship with the party conferences.
Book Trust is a charity, a national charity, promoting a lifelong love of books for everybody, all ages, all cultures. We're at all the party conferences, we want to stress how important it is that reading for pleasure and encouraging particularly children as they're growing, developing and achieving to actually continue to find and discover the joys of books. So we're doing that at our stand. We've got some wonderful resources, wonderful materials, wonderful book packs, and we have a competition. The children's book, your most favourite children's book, and I think that sort of triggers a sort of memory in everybody, and that's the sort of memory that and the experience we want to give every single child.
Now, obviously, against the backdrop of progressive austerity, of cuts, of reductions in public spending, do you think that you're going to find that difficult, or do you think that giving children access to books is going to become more problematic over the next few years?
It's particularly important that all children have access to books, and we know that many children have very few books in the home and not quality books. Now, because of our partnerships, our sponsors from children's publishers and others, we're able to offer incredibly good value for money for government expenditure. So for every £1 the government invests in the book gifting programme, such as Bookstart, Booktime and Booktup, we draw in as a charity £4 from our corporate sponsors. Now, that is an amazing deal. We believe that universal offer is actually something that is an entitlement, a cultural entitlement of every single child, and actually has benefits for education and lifelong learning.
And how do you like to see Labour pushing forward policies relating to children and reading, both at home and in school?
What goes on in the home, particularly in the early years, is of absolutely fundamental importance to children's ability to grow and achieve and be comfortable and be happy. There are concerns about well-being, about children. In this country, is evidence that internationally that UK is not so good on the well-being agenda for children, and that reading for pleasure has gone down the priority list. Now, we embrace technology in all sorts of ways. We want children and young people and adults to enjoy reading whatever format that it comes in. That's not really the issue. The important thing is that children discover a great book that they want to read, because once you find a book you want to read, you want to go on reading, and therefore it's important not to forget the reading for pleasure side of literacy and achievement. And if we can give children that, actually they can discover the whole world.
Viv Bird, thank you very much.